Time Warner Audiobooks presents Chasing the Dime, written by Michael Connelly and read by Alfred Molina.
The voice on the phone was a whisper. It had a forceful, almost desperate quality to it. "Where is she?" the man asked. "I don't know," Henry Pierce said. "I don't know anything about her." "This is her number. It's on the site." "No, you have the wrong number. There is no one named Lily here, and I don't know anything about any site, okay?" The caller hung up without responding. Then Pierce hung up, annoyed. He had plugged in the new phone only 15 minutes earlier, and already he had gotten 2 calls for someone named Lily. This was going to be a problem. He put the phone down on the floor and looked around the almost empty apartment. All he had was the black leather couch he sat on, the 6 boxes of clothes in the bedroom, and the new phone. And now the phone was going to be a problem. Nicole had kept everything. The furniture, the books, the CDs, and most of all, the house on Amalfi Drive. She didn't keep it, actually. He had given it all to her. The price of his guilt for letting things slip away. The new apartment was nice. It was high luxury and security. A premier address in Santa Monica. But he was going to miss the house on Amalfi, and the woman who was still living in it. The phone rang. He leaned down and checked the caller ID screen this time. The call was coming from the Casa del Mar again. It was the same guy. He picked up the phone and clicked the talk button.